jumper by Curry left side. That's an air ball. Rebound, Leonard. This game's slipping away now. Leonard on the break, carried it, no call, and dunks it. Timeout, Warriors.
This is Tim Roy, and you're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, thank you, Tim. Warriors get beat last night 103-102 to the Clippers. Jimmy Butler had a crack at it, a little baseline jumper, couldn't get it to fall. Warriors rallied late, couldn't get it done. Steve Kerr ejected with 8 minutes to go. Oh. He was incensed after the refs missed a goaltending call on John Collins. John Collins!
18 points.
You want John Collins?
I'd take him.
Okay. I'd
take him.
Kuminga for John Collins. Who says no?
Well, Kuminga's a zero right now, so why not?
All right, we might have to throw in a pick.
I look at you.
Oh, boy.
We need some length. We need a lot. And a lot of people miss me. I miss them. A lot of people saying I'm complaining. Stiney, a lot of people.
You just said a lot of people miss me.
No, on the chat. They said,
I didn't see one of them.
Yeah, a couple of them. But okay. I'm just telling you, some are saying I'm complaining. I'm not. Just give me the serum to kind of take some of this disappointment away. And it just felt like, I'm giving the Warriors credit. And these are NBA players we're talking about. So do I give them credit for effort? Because the Warriors are giving us that. It's just, my gosh, it's the same thing over again. And then when you need a big defensive stop, it feels like against the Warriors, just throw three passes. Pop, 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 and you'll get a wide open three. And whoever it is, it'll go in. Last night it was Kobe Sanders. And it's just like, man, John Collins. So I know that non-goaltending call was egregious, but it's not why the Warriors lost. And I'm just getting concerned, Steiny. The games are running out. We're not at the break. But you guys keep telling me, or the team, that it's going to get better. It's going to get greater. Now we're down to this next sequence, the Steve Young, these eight games. And I'm just like, anything could pop off. And I don't feel like anything is getting fertilized on our watch. And Kuminga is a nothing burger right now. And I'll understand that. I'll get that. But for Buddy Hield, on a night where we can't hit the side of a barn, 10 of 41 from three, 9 scoreless minutes damn near, I'm not saying people play him 30 minutes. Just see if the dude's got something.
Okay,
he got 48 minutes as a coach to do that.
All right, so
because we're having tryouts.
Okay, well then he's going to have to play 14 guys in the first half and then whittle that down to 9 in the second half or 10. With the 5 guys of the 9 who are playing better get to play a few more minutes. This is so predictable.
Wow, man.
I mean, I have it written down, Goo.
Yeah.
My third thing.
Give it to me.
Is this where some people are going to rip Steve Kerr for not playing Buddy Hield? You can pick a guy every single game, maybe two. You can find two guys every single game when they lose and say, well, he should have done this rather than that.
I'm not
That's
here for that.
The sign okay. of a team that's searching and doesn't have any answers.
Okay, I'll say this to that. Why Buddy sticks out to me.
Well, he's shooting 32%. So if
because
he goes,
a reason,
don't
Stiney,
say that
the
he can go 2-for-8. Don't say that he can go 2-for-8. It'll be okay because that's what got him out of the rotation.
And maybe that's something you need to revisit. But the reason I bring Buddy up is if we look at the totality in his resume of shooting the ball from deep, he's one of the best to do it. So to me, that would be different than a Moody Pods, Guy Santos, TJD, Will Richard, Kuminga. That would be different because I know I'm trying to do something that's been done. He's climbed that hill. And I can't, no pun intended, but I can't, come at you and say you're not, or anybody for that matter, with his numbers. But I can say, not for Dangle, Steiny, the way he's been used, maybe some of that is the reason why we're getting these non-returns on investment. That's all.
I mean, I don't mind talking about Buddy Hield, but he's about priority 10 on this team right now and what's wrong with him.
Well, they can't shoot.
And listen, Buddy Hield's a 14-year veteran. We know everything about Buddy Hield. We love Buddy Hield. I'm sorry, if we are talking about Buddy Hield being the difference, then we've got huge problems. We just are.
I'm talking about, but I hear you. I'm talking about getting Buddy up and running.
Okay, fine. Get Buddy up and running. It's small potatoes. We're missing Buddy Hield is small potatoes to me.
Okay. Stine, did you see the five where Jimmy Butler was out there supposedly surrounded by shooters in the non-Steph minutes and they can't make a shot? That's Buddy Hield's specialty.
Not this year. He's shooting 32% this year. And Kerr likes the starting lineup they're using now. This is the other thing. Have they won 6 of 8? Or 5 of 8? They've won like 6 of their last 9, as bad as it's been. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. The Warriors do have 8 straight home games coming up.
All right.
And
Milwaukee won't be easy.
I mean, the bottom line with the next 8 games to me is the next 8 games to me will show whether or not you can even get out of the play-in. If you look at the standings right now, Warriors are 4.5 back of 6 right now, and that's Minnesota.
Man.
And I got news for you. 4.5 is not a joke. Like, 4.5 games is a fair amount of games, even though we're not at the halfway point. Warriors go 4-4 at home or something like that, then they're in big trouble.
Right.
They're in big trouble. They got to win Friday. 5 or 6.
And remember, Sacramento beat you in SAC.
Exactly.
And they're a disaster.
Let's go to Mystic in San Francisco.
Our man.
Hey, Mystic, how you doing?
I am sick, I'm disgusted, and I'm falling apart.
Uh-oh.
You know what?
Let me help.
Let me tell you, man, as a lifetime Warrior fan, when you get a lottery pick, it means that your team stunk. It's not easy to get a lottery pick. Then when you get a lottery pick, you got to hope they're not Chris Washburn, Troy Murphy, Michael Dunleavy Jr., or one of these other guys. So when you have somebody like Jonathan Kuminga, who was putting up 18 a night and was your best rebounder, and then because of a coach's personal feelings, he doesn't play, that is criminal. And we're being held hostage by Steve Kerr's prison, being a prisoner to his own dogma and being afraid to move a washed up, cooked Draymond Green, who can't even stay on the court, so that we can't watch Kuminga. Now, what happens next year when Green is gone or when Kerr decides he's going to step away? You mean to tell me that this coach has enough gravitas that he can ruin our number 7 pick when you are lacking athleticism and scoring punch and rebounding the thing that he was delivering? This is outrageous. It's egregious, and somebody needs to call Steve Kerr a liar because he said, hey, Kuminga, we need you to rebound. Well, he was the best rebounder on the team. What happened? You benched him. And you know what else I noticed? This is the last thing I want to say about it. After that Sacramento game where the Warriors completely fell apart in the fourth quarter and it was Curry, Butler, and Green turning the ball over, man, Kuminga started getting his number, his minutes cut until he was DNP'd. It's unforgivable because as a Warrior fan, what am I looking forward to next year? What am I looking forward to for the rest of this year? I don't like watching a bunch of old guys stumble around and get smoked up and down the court. Sorry, I'm a Warrior fan first, and this is terrible. What do y'all think about this?
Thank you for the call, first of all, Mr.
Happy New Year.
Appreciate it. Look, there's no doubt about it. The Kuminga situation is bad.
It's a failure.
I mean, to me, you can blame Steve Kerr, but this is more, to me, organizational. Because if it's gotten to the point where it can't just be Kerr doesn't like him, because that's where Lacob and Dunleavy do come in and say, hey, Steve, you got to get this guy on the court. And it's not like Kerr would say, no. So I think, like I said this a couple weeks ago, it just feels like they got some kind of agreement that they've said to Kuminga, just hang out and we'll get, like.
Let's say you're right. Stine, don't you get what you're saying? That's still not translating to the court as a positive. Let's say you got an agreement. It's still killing you on the basketball court.
Well,
and I do wonder, to Mystic's point, and I know I lost the Kuminga thing, Tim and Raleigh and Coach and Vallejo, I know it's over, but Stine, it's not, because they got some a verbal, if they do and you're right, you're still, you need those services of what he possesses or another player that could give you something. And I'm sitting there and I text you and Evan last night, a 9-9 at home Clipper team, 13-22, playing well of late. No Derrick Jones Jr., no James Harden, the maestro, the conductor of that offense. I'm such in 2018 or 19 or last year, I'm thinking I told Norm, this is over, Pop, before it started.
What do you mean?
But how the game? Because no Harden and no Derrick Jones Jr.
That's ridiculous.
Slap me. Seriously, Stoney, when am I going to see the fork for the trees? What am I doing? It's 2026 and you're down 12 with Jimmy, Steph, and Dre? And Draymond, he's in the way. And if they don't think so, that's fine. But I think we all can see right now, partner, as great as he is and has been, Steiny, he's in the way. And until you tackle that, I don't know where this ship is headed, man.
Look, the other thing is there. What's also revealing itself to me is they're not a move away. They're not a move away.
But do you know that? Because we didn't know that when they got Jimmy. Okay. And look what happened.
What happened, Goo?
Everything changed.
Okay.
Metrics, defense, we were the talk of the town going into the playoffs.
And you've chosen to ignore every circumstance that was a part of being 23-8. You just ignore that, which I get. Hey, win's a win, loss is a loss. But the reality is there are things like good losses and there are bad wins. And over the course of the season, it's about how you play over 82 games.
Yeah.
And the notion, the laughable notion that Steph Curry, Draymond Green, and Jimmy Butler, the laughable notion that they could play a full season like they played 31 games was the most laughable thing that I didn't laugh at the time because I wanted to allow for 1% of a chance for it to happen.
Okay.
Come on now.
Real quick, let's take it beyond them. Steiny, who's improving? Who's getting better, not named Jimmy, Dre, or Steph?
Well, you're not going to want to hear
of it too.
Quinn Post is getting better.
I agree with that.
Okay. I think Will Richards probably gotten better and going to get better. I don't know how much better.
Are those the answers you want, though?
Well, yeah, I want everybody to be getting better. You know, is Pods getting better enough? Is Moody getting better enough? Probably we'd like to see him get better a little bit faster, obviously.
Again, a lot's being made of this starting lineup, and I don't want to beat Moody up, but what good is it if you have – I'm asking you, with your basketball acumen, Steiny, why he's starting, but he's playing 13 minutes. What are you really getting from that? And can one wonder or scratch their head as to why is he starting if he's playing only 13 minutes? And Quentin Post, 19. If you're telling me, and I agree, we both agree, Quentin Post is getting proven, why wouldn't he play more? Some of this is you got to take the, and it's the Buddy Hield thing, and he's older, you got to take the good with the bad so it can be greater later. Well, but if I'm not watering my plants, nothing's growing, man.
I don't know what that means.
I'm not getting Buddy Hield out of a slump by having him have the high school basketball and his warm-up jersey on.
All right.
Okay, this team's
so
not
when he
good
goes
enough.
2-for-8, you're going to rip her for playing
but
him.
But the team went 10-for-41. Why is his just highlighted more? Let the brother play. That's all I'm asking. Not 40 minutes. Nobody should be.
Was clamoring for Buddy. He was shooting. If Buddy Hield is shooting 32% from three-point range, should he be playing a lot?
Now it seems like I'm caping for Buddy. My point, Steiny, is you know he can do it. You know you need it. So why not try to find out and manipulate the 48 minutes as much as you can to keep him warm or fresh to where he can snap out of it? But if I got a guy not getting at bats and he's in a slump, he's not getting out of that slump.
Right. Until somebody else slumps, and maybe tomorrow night, Buddy Hield is back in the rotation because they need shooting. You know what? Here's the other thing. Right. Should Buddy have played the last quarter in the fourth? Because blame Stotts. Kerr wasn't even coaching.
Yeah, but
I'm just saying.
That he hadn't played the first, 36 minutes.
Guy Santos didn't play the first 36 minutes.
And he's perfected and mastered, and I'd like to see more of him. I know people might come for him. He's down there. I'd like to see more of Santos.
But, you can't see more of everybody. You can't. You have to make a decision. There's only a finite number of minutes that guys can play. So, play everybody more.
If we did this exercise.
You'd like to play everybody less.
If we did this exercise, and I know it was just one night in L.A., and we went to the box score and looked at the five starters, guys that start on the team, outside of foul trouble or injury, you would be hard-pressed to find a starter playing 13 minutes.
Well, first of all, he played 19 last
19,
year.
Excuse me.
19. Yeah,
that's sick of steel.
He played 27, 25, and 19 in the last three games. But the bottom line is, you know what? Start Moses Moody. That means he played 10 minutes each half.
And he damn sure wasn't out there in crunch time.
He didn't deserve to be last night. Like, Moses Moody is not...
But that's to my point.
Right, but that's to my point, too. Moses Moody isn't good enough to stay on the court for 30 minutes when he's not doing anything. And they have a lot of guys like that, game in and game out. Let's go to Aaron in San Bruno. What's up, Aaron? How you doing, man?
I'm good. How you doing, guys?
Hey. Doing well.
I kind of agree with Guru, but I'm going to say this. The Warriors have enough to be competitive. They do.
I mean, hold on. We got to be fair here. In fairness, they're 19 and 18. That's competitive.
Yes,
I hate to say it, but that is.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. But this is what I think Joe Lacob should do. Joe Lacob should pay Dennis Rodman, however much he needs to pay him, to come in and teach the Warriors how to rebound and how to get in position for rebounds. Because they've lost a few games based on that. That's what needs to happen. That's one of the main things that needs to happen. The other thing is the guys need to get to the rim, and they need to finish at the rim. Pat Spencer is good for getting into the paint. They need to know how to finish.
I mean, I appreciate it, Aaron. Yeah. Pat Spencer is never going to be a dynamic finisher.
Right.
Or even probably a consistent finisher.
But you would admit, outside of Steph and Jimmy, this team is devoid of that. And that's why Snoop was on the broadcast.
Many things.
Anybody
they're
can
devoid
see
of, that's what I mean. They're devoid of many things.
Yeah. And because they're short stature, Stoney, guys are at the – it's like shoot the ball. Okay, you miss it, but you're right there, man. And they just overpass at times.
I mean, like, I'm asking Warrior fans this, too. And listen, Goo's obviously hot, upset, disappointed.
It's been an ongoing theme this year, though.
Right. So, I think this is who they are. So, if this is who they are,
then it's
are we going to spend the next 53 games just coming in and just maligning the guys who played badly the night before? Because we were wrong about our expectations of how good the team was?
I love the question, and the answer to that would be no, because obviously I think there's more that they could be doing just how they're currently constructed, even though they have some warts. It's obvious. And if you want to fight me and disagree, you personally, with just my take on Buddy Hield, and I'm just using him as an example today, I mean – It could fall back to Kerr, just how you're going about your business to get some of your dudes that are struggling, out of their slump. But if you're going to tell me, Steiny, you're good enough to just say, Buddy Hield, we got enough shooting, you ain't hitting it, the first 40 games, whatever, haven't been it, just you're a bump on a pickle right now, you're not good enough. But we're just playing ring around the rosy to
sit. You know who's not good enough? Buddy. Buddy's not good enough
right
now.
He's your second best three-point shooter.
No, Stein, he isn't.
In his career,
Guru,
he is.
Look at this. Who cares?
But what you mean,
it's
who
about
cares?
What you're doing now,
okay,
this year.
But he's not even getting an opportunity
who's
to
the
do
best,
that.
You know who's the best three-point shooter of the Warriors right now?
And that's why numbers
are
okay. But okay.
Podziemski is shooting 40.5%.
Oh, how many games,
Steiny?
How many
I'm
games?
Just saying.
But how many games is he? You know what I mean? He's not like –
What?
He's not taking the shot to win the game. They're not constructing a play for him to shoot that shot with the percentages where they're at.
Okay.
But you're pissing on Buddy Hield right now, and you're being unfair to what he's done, even in a Warrior uniform, to say the right thing this to do will is be have the, him a bump on the
This pick. Will be the game Kerr gets ripped for not playing Buddy Hield. Could see it coming a mile away.
It's not the game. Like, you're
mile
you're,
away.
You're condensing it to that. I'm just like, somehow
okay, you know
get
what?
The
How
guy
about this?
Up and
How
running.
About this? You are absolutely right. It doesn't matter. I'm sorry. It doesn't matter in the grand scheme of things.
It still hurts
Buddy
the
Hield
team.
Is Buddy Hield. I don't know. I don't know.
Well,
Buddy
24%
Hield,
from,
Buddy Hield
from deep
has
last
hurt
night.
The team yeah. already God. This year.
Well, 10, and so are the other guys.
That's right.
And last night was an example. That's 10 right. of 41, 24%. I think it's fair to say, why is arguably one of the second best three-point shooters on your team, why is he getting no love in regard to giving him a laugh? I'm not saying 30 minutes, but damn. Kerr, your team can't shoot good enough for you to sit there and look at him and say you can't go in the game.
We talking about Buddy Hield.
41, yeah.
We talking about Buddy Hield. The Warriors are 19-18.
But make that make sense.
I'd rather talk about the guys who are more important to the success and failure of this team.
He's one of them to me.
No, he's not.
Okay.
I mean, yeah.
You're being a prisoner of the moment, man. And now you're a slave to him. Okay. To him having a bad year. Now he's a scrub.
I said, you know what? Go ahead and play.
You were singing last year at this
Guru,
time.
This doesn't
just
matter.
How great Buddy Hield was, and he shot. Now you're just done with him.
I'm not going to do this.
No, you can't.
No, I'm not going to.
But don't tell me this team can shoot threes outside of Steph. Buddy, get him up and running.
Oh, my God.
What can't you understand about get him up and running? The dude's resume is, come on, man. I'm not asking 48 minutes, it's but for fine. You sit right. here and bury the dude like he's some scrub and mention pods as if he's a Larry Bird from three. Miss me with that. And then you can't hit the side of a barn last night. You go 9 minutes with no buckets, and you got a problem with me saying, hey, Buddy Hield, can you lose the warm-up sweatsuit and the basketball and go in the game? Maybe it's five bad minutes. Maybe you go 0-for-3, but it's better than what I'm watching.
I just, you know, when Buddy Hield was playing, he was absolutely getting hammered because when he doesn't make shots, he's not really helping you, even though he does compete. You want to get Buddy Hield back in the rotation while they're at an 8-game homestand?
I would like to try.
Great. Great. And you know what? They may go 5-3 because of the schedule ahead of them. And then we'll all say Buddy was the difference. Or like,
It's not even about that heavy, man. It's about he's one of your best shooters. You can't shoot. I don't get how he don't get a couple minutes. That's all
because
I'm asking.
He played a third of the season, and he's shooting 32%, and he brings nothing else to the table. So Steve Kerr made a decision. How come, I wonder? Well, because everybody said find a rotation. He can't play 14 guys a night. He said that. Or maybe he should. You know what? I said it. Play 14 in the first half and then eliminate 5 for the second half. If that's really what you want to do. But again, they're 19-18. They lost to the LA Clippers. Their best players played.
Yeah.
They lost to a team that's 12-20. And sure, let's talk about Buddy Hield, but we all know there's so much more going on. And again, I'll say this about Kerr. You're right. Kerr's having a terrible year. He's not invested. He's getting tired. He's getting frustrated. Kuminga's lost. All that stuff. Okay. You realize it's Steve Kerr, though. Like, you have one of two choices. It's either this way or you fire him. Seriously. You have to fire him if you want to, like, make rotational changes and directional changes as a franchise. 888-957-9570 is the number. We will talk Warriors for another segment, then we'll jump on to the Niners.
Yeah.
Guru and I. Guru's back. Wasn't here yesterday, so we got a lot of catching up to do on the San Francisco 49ers. But on the other side, we'll stick with this Warriors conversation. 888-957-9570 is the number. And that segment was sponsored by Kalshi. Trade on anything.
I have no idea.